This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello, it's Tuesday. I feel like I'm getting scammed. I've been, the last couple days in my email, all of a sudden there's like a mail, you know, undeliverable mail thing that pops into my inbox. I swear to God, I woke up this morning, there were like 100 of them in my inbox. And they all like referenced various accounts that I have. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting scammed. So I just, during the time we were just talking for 20 minutes, you know, our last 30, there's like 64 new emails in my inbox.
Mail delivery actual system. Accounts that you have.
Well, it's referencing like my credit card.
And, because you know, of course went they want through me to, a refi.
I know.
So your info is possibly.
Yeah, but this is like all of these things are like, you know, yahoo.fr for France. And it says like mail, the MX EU mail. Like these are clearly some kind of scam thing. But just in the last couple of days, they've been ramping up. And now apparently I'm getting three or four a minute. Like even as I'm sitting here, they're coming in.
This is
killing me. Like, I don't want to click on anything.
No.
I mean, obviously. But they have, you know, they're just, oh, God, it sucks to see them. I'm like, oh, who has compromised this? This sucks, Beavis. Anyway, I guess I'll figure that out on my own time. I just didn't know if everyone else is getting the same scam things. You know how sometimes even when something bad's happened to you, if you find out it's happening to someone else, you're like, oh, that's good.
No,
This is not just me.
Yes, I understand that. What I'm fearing, though, is that there's somewhere along the path of your refi, your info got exposed.
Well, listen, I mean, it could be from anything. Like, I've had that same email, you know, forever.
Oh.
Who the hell knows? You know, it's that email. It's who the hell knows? And they do. I mean, they disclose it right in the thing. I'm like, oh, can I opt out of this? No, you can't. But here's who we're going to sell it to. And we don't know where they will sell it. So basically, welcome to your new reality. All right. Good morning, everybody. Let's start the let me see if I have a celebrity trash thing. I'm sure I do. Oh, the celebrity trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley podcast. There's a new one that went up yesterday and we told you all about it. You can follow the Johnny Mosley pod at Johnny Mosley pod on Instagram.
What's the opposite of off the grid? Are you just entirely on the grid?
I am frying in the grid pan. I'm on the griddle. Grid or on the griddle?
Apparently. It sounds like a refi puts you on the griddle.
Yeah. Well,
whatever
listen, I've refied a million times and this has never happened. It is coincidental that it's happening exactly as that went down, but whatever. All right. So I'm going to start with people doing things they shouldn't do. And listen, this first story, the main thing is don't lay down on a street and crawl under a fence in white pants. Like, what are you doing? You know, what are you wearing white pants for? It's not after Memorial Day. Come on. Andy McDowell.
This story's about?
Andy McDowell and her daughters. You know those two hot daughters of hers?
Yes.
The one that we know from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Her name is Margaret Qualley. She is a donut. That chick is so pretty. So she's walking around with her daughters and they lay down on the ground on the street and Andy is fully dressed in white, like, you know, and there she is like on her back crawling underneath this fence, which I do have to say, if you want to keep people out of a park, make the fence go all the way to the ground. Like, I don't, it's got to be 2 feet, Vin. Like,
park is this? This is a regular park?
Just someplace, and let me see if it has the name of it. No, they're just saying an LA area park. Let's call it Griffith Park. Who the hell knows where it is? But look, the quarantine clearly, and it says there's even a sign hanging on the fence that says, no, you can't. The thing is closed. It says it's closed until April 30th, which is probably going to be extended. Who knows? But the quarantine rules apply to everybody except Annie McDowell and her daughters. Listen, she wanted to go for a hike, you know? So the paparazzi, who I guess are staking out these areas just to see if anybody famous tries to sneak in, they were in luck that day. The paparazzi caught Andy and her daughters crawling under the gate on Friday to get out of the park. So they had already been in. They had been on their hike. Mission accomplished. A rep for the park says that they will not be penalized, and nobody from the park caught them, just the paparazzi. I guess Page Six had the pictures. But it's so damn funny because she's laying on the ground. If you look at the picture on her on the Page Six Instagram, I mean, they're beautiful women, and they're just right, you know, wriggling under this fence. Yesterday,
what world is this where Lori Loughlin and Annie McDowell are hardened criminals?
I know.
What is the deal?
I just don't. Well, it's Hollywood, man. You know,
America's sweethearts, right? Andy McDowell, Lori Loughlin, right. Criminals.
Well, I mean, I would argue that Lori Loughlin went a little far. I mean, you know, look, Andy McDowell's probably not the only person who went ahead and crawled underneath that fence. It's so tempting. I mean, it's a 2 foot gap. I could get into that. I could probably just dive under it. Not even touch. She posted an Instagram. Andy posted on her Instagram story. Both my girls are in Montana. They're not in LA. And then she deleted it. Because, you know, it was pretty freaking obvious.
This was her effort to protect her daughters from...
Yes.
Oh, my
Meanwhile,
God.
Her daughters are, like, hanging out with Kaia Gerber and Cara Delevingne.
Right.
Just recently. Like, they're not in Montana. Unless they use the private jet to get the F out of there, which is entirely possible. So there you go. Andy McDowell, she's not going to be in trouble for it. The park system said, no, we didn't catch her. Just because there's pictures of her doesn't mean anything will happen. Down in Florida, the parks and rec people are walking around and they're like, hey, mister, you're not allowed to be working out in this park. This park is closed.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady looked over and went, but I need to stay in shape. I need to get away from the family.
Oh, how funny. Tom Brady working out, busted.
Yeah.
So, but did they say, our new quarterback, we'll keep guard, Mr. Brady?
No, they say they're going to fine him.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Shoot. I'm not fine. Let me see here. A Parks and Rec employee approached a man working out in a downtown park and said, this is closed. And the guy looked up and said, did you know I won 6 Super Bowls? Anyway, basically, they're saying... the park was closed. You got to stay home. You got to stay safe. And it looks like they're going to fine him. Yeah, they're saying no exceptions made, even for arguably the greatest quarterback in NFL history. He was caught working out in a closed Tampa park.
Tampa Bay does not get it. You're supposed to give your celebrity
athletes. He's the king.
Anybody. Come on. This is what football is supposed to afford you. You're supposed to be able to look right at the law and laugh.
Right.
Aren't you?
Yes. I mean, I thought so. But I don't know. I guess I'm not in charge of everything, so.
Well, Tommy.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, they're ending their longstanding fake social media feud to join the All-In Challenge. This is the thing we were talking about. It's on fanatics.com. A lot of these are $10 an entry, just, you know, sweepstakes style, so you can enter as many times as you want. Others are full-on, bid as much as you can, rich people. This one is one of the sweepstakes. So for $10, you can enter to when Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman coming to your house with what I assume is going to be the most amazing lemonade stand of all time. And they will set it up and sell lemonade out in front of your house all day. And I don't know, maybe they want you to donate the money or maybe you get to keep the money. But they, you know, you get to hang out with them and they're so funny. Bryn, did I send you the audio for that?
You did, yes.
Okay, so here's their delivery on this. And the funny part is it keeps going back and forth between the two of their faces. And every time the other one's talking, they're just rolling their eyes. And it's very charming.
People think it started with us. Well, it didn't.
No. The Jackmans and Reynolds have been mortal enemies for as long as there have been Jackmans and Reynoldses. Sis.
For generations, it's been a point of family honor to oppose each other.
We start a gin company.
And we start a coffee company.
Together, we start a war.
Because gin is for the weak.
That's right. And coffee is for sleepy people. In fact, there's only one thing that we do agree on.
Friends
Hawaiian
is a really
pizza.
Good show.
Well, for one day, and one day only, we've agreed to agree to not disagree. And only a pandemic could make that happen.
Yeah, we've agreed to join the all-in challenge.
We've agreed to the all-in challenge.
We'll stop our feud for one day and help sell a different type of drink.
Lemonade. At your child's lemonade stand.
That's right. All to help fight food insecurity.
Maybe your kid has to come up with a lemonade stand.
To go hungry. Just go to
I was picturing them packing up a flatbed and rolling like an incredible lemonade stand off onto the ground.
Maybe it's better behind a card table. I mean, there is Wolverine in your front yard behind a card table on a milk crate selling. That's pretty cute.
Oh, it is.
Just go to this,
go to this website.
It's a URL. Nobody calls it a web. Sorry. We're doing this.
Yeah.
Here we go, guys. We're doing this. The guy's such a
Oh, that's cute.
It is. It's adorable. It's cute. So anyway, that's at fanatics.com if you want to enter. You know, life has apparently handed us lemons, so. That One World Together at Home concert that I was telling you about yesterday.
That one liked?
Well, maybe no one liked it, but something like 21 million people watched it. It was a... So, you know, yesterday I'm reading that it was 8 hours worth of this stuff, but they're calling it a two-hour star-studded virtual concert.
Okay, so what you're talking about is there's one of the things was online and one of them was on
8 hours.
TV. And the TV, from what I got this from texters because they wrote in yesterday.
Okay.
The texter said the television portion of that thing was 2 hours.
Which makes more sense. You know, I mean, 26 different networks aired it, apparently. And they're saying it aired live on Saturday night, which means all the good stuff happened in those 2 hours and everything else, you know, was your own problem if you were watching it. Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson, and a bazillion other people. About 21 million viewers across 26 networks. This was Saturday night. You know, what's funny, it's not even funny. It's actually great. It raised $127 million for healthcare workers and coronavirus relief. Over 55 million of that money will go directly to the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund, and about 73 million goes toward local and regional responders. But Jimmy Fallon was saying at one point, like, this is, put your wallet away. So where'd all this money come from? I don't understand it. I can't keep looking. No idea. Anyway, it aired on 26 networks, CBS, NBC, ABC, Nat Geo, Univision, VH1, MTV. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, 19 separate performances. Yeah, it did not get great reviews from the people that I looked at. Maybe there were people who loved it, Vinny. Anyway, it happened.
It happened outside of my viewpoint. I hadn't seen 1 second of it. Oh, I take that back. I saw 1 second of it yesterday when you played J-Lo lip syncing.
Yes. Yeah.
But I would have watched that. Look, I'd love to be that bored, but I can't pull my damn phone out. My kids think they own my lap, and they just walk right up sit on it and try to look at whatever I'm looking at.
Oh, so you think they don't own your lap?
Well, okay, sure. But my point is that I can't pull my phone out.
Right.
So I don't
suddenly
see
the phone is what's up. By the way, I now have 32 messages in my inbox
since
we started talking.
You're
lucky. It's great. They're all the same, though. It's boring. And finally, I'll end with this. Kate Beckinsale has another boyfriend who's young enough to be her son. You know, if you got it, use it, Kate. Kate is 46 years old. Her new boyfriend, 22. His name's Goody Grace. Goody Grace. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter. They've been dating at least a few months now. I don't know why it took us so long to find this out. As you know, previously she was dating Pete Davidson. He's 26. She dated a comedian by the name of Matt Rife, who's in his 20s. And I guess she was dating another comedian, Jack Whitehall. He was about 30 at the time. That was back in 2018, so they were a little closer in age. But, you know, congratulations, Kate. If you're going to be in isolation, it might as well be with someone who is raring to go.
Oh, so she's in isolation with this dude.
Sounds like it.
All right. Good for her.
Yeah. 22-year-old boyfriend named Goody Grace. Hey, Goody.
Yeah, I'm surprised more women don't go this route because I understand why men do. They want someone who's not at that point in their life where they're looking for a family. They just want to bone and be irresponsible and not be talking about where we're going with this. Mm. Right?
Yeah, that's an uncomfortable conversation. I'm assuming we're going into the bedroom or out of here. Get.
Right. I'm assuming Beckinsale's like, look, I got my own money. I'm not looking for a husband. I just want someone to hang with where I'm not going to have to get into conversations about wills and other.
Right. Hanging on to, you know, her 20s, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
sure. I mean, you know, maybe that's where she's at. I mean, clearly it is. That's
you have to have the fortitude to withstand the kind of conversation a 26-year-old would try to have with you. In quiet times, right?
I mean, right. You heard this new band? They're amazing. Let's get on TikTok. Let's do the TikTok challenges. Oh my God, no.
You know, we all need different things out of our relationships.
It is so
Maybe
true,
she's
Vinny.
Looking for the
I would love to do
depth.
TikTok. That sounds fantastic. Right. The opposite of what?
The opposite of depth.
Oh. I thought you said the opposite of death.
No, just no, just, you know, it's all surface.
Which is absolutely fine, you know. And now I have 35 messages. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Keep count for us. I'd love to hear where we're at when we
Well,
get
I was
going to
delete
news.
Them, but maybe I'll just let it keep going.
Yeah, I'd like you to do that, please.
All right, I won't delete.
I'm going to be telling you about a news reporter from Sacramento after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.